Hello. Today's Tuesday, the 18th, June 18th, to be exact. I'm losing track of days.
What year is it?
2019. I'm getting married this year, and every weekend is now doing wedding-related activities until my brains fall out.
Are you still going to go through with it if your brains fall
You kind of have to at this point. There's a lot of money down. I
out? Aren't there laws against that? You have to
guess so,
consent.
yeah.
Can you say I do if you have no brain?
Comment below if
We're
you
going to get
said I
in.
do.
We're going to get into that with the coming of the robots, robot weddings.
I mean, don't. Isn't that already like a service in Japan where you can marry your anime body pillow?
Yeah.
It doesn't consent.
They're coming down, those.
Also, we've probably not. I don't know if we should call attention to it, but I feel like just to get the feedback, I think we fixed the audio. And
The air conditioner's on though, so who knows? Maybe the air conditioner's being picked up.
the fix, we've thrown thousands of dollars at this issue, and the fix turned out to cost nothing. How's that for you? For your irony, or
I think most of it involved, I think the other fixes probably wouldn't have helped as much if it weren't for the other fix. Like we if we didn't have everything else, that fix wouldn't have mattered as much.
I don't know.
That board is a lot better.
I like to start the news with the Jeep Pie. This week there's no Jeep Pie news,
This is
but
a weird week of news.
we know that a Jeep Pie is basically a proxy for the big telecoms, right? So I feel like that could also work in reverse, and we can still have at least the flavor of a Jeep Pie in our first story.
Comcast broke the law 445,000 times in a scheme to inflate bills, a judge has found.
That's a lot of times.
So that means that they're going to just shut them down and break them up, right? Because it took forever for this thing to wind its way through the
Well,
courts.
they made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars doing this. So the fine, of course, is $9 million.
Yes.
So the problem here
Reasonable.
is you paid a $5 per month fee. How many customers do you think they got?
More than
Yeah.
that, a lot.
So multiply that by five and then multiply it by 12. And I think they said this has been going on since 2013 or something like that.
We need a Jamie off camera that's like, Jamie, Google that. How many customers this?
Jamie, pull that up.
And so they are going to have to refund something. I don't know if they're going to have to refund everything or how they're going to figure that out, but 9 million is
It could be a lot of money.
it's not a slap on the wrist. It's more like a gentle caress.
It's a
So
granny paddle.
but the idea here is you pay this $5 fee. It protects you from extra charges if a tech has to come to your house and rewire things. It mostly didn't do that. It only covered a very few things. A lot of people didn't know they had it. Some people were opted in without their consent, which, as pointed out, illegal.
Thanks, Comcast. It's
Shockingly,
Comcastic.
shockingly so. It's time, and we've talked about this before, and the Orange Lord of this country has agreed, and Mike Pence has decreed that it must happen. We will return to the moon.
Well, we're going to return to the moon on the way to the Mars because don't like the Orange Overlord gets his knickers in a twist if you say we're going to the moon and he's
You
like,
really shouldn't use that word.
I don't know. Demonetization, I don't know. NASA
No,
estimates it's going to need to go to $20 to $30 billion for the moon landing, an administrator says.
the window had been resized.
There we
So
go.
yeah,
Now you guys can see it.
20 to 30 billion to get back to the moon so we can go to
That's
Mars.
a lot. Now, here's another engagement challenge for the chat. We were talking about earlier, adjusted for inflation, how does that compare to the first moon mission? Now, we have to understand that this is for a moon base. So obviously, orders of magnitude more, but I would still like to know, adjusted for inflation, what did the first moon mission cost?
Underground lava tubes for the main moon base is what we got to do because of the radiation.
If only we had all of human knowledge at our fingertips.
Well, we've got the chat, which is
The
the
worst part.
negative of human
The worst part of human knowledge.
So whatever they say, you just take the opposite of it.
Jamie, which Twitch thought was the top earner in 2019?
Seattle Times doesn't like our ad
They
blocker, but
don't.
you can still read the headline.
Suit alleges Amazon's Alexa violates the law by recording children's voices without consent.
Not the children.
So there's a lawsuit. A lot of states say that you can't record children, like parents have to be involved, this kind of thing. But then they're like, hey, wait a minute. Alexa records everything. And so if there's a child that uses the Alexa, then that's got to be a lawsuit. And you think, well, Alexa doesn't know, but actually Amazon has demonstrated the technology that it does know different people's voices, and it probably should be. It's like, oh, that voice belongs to a child. I should ignore it.
Krista, what if you got an Alexa and it wouldn't communicate with you? It's like, no, I don't talk to 12-year-old boys.
Oh, that'd be brutal. I wonder how well it does with accents.
Don't you have, isn't that a recurring thing that happens to you on Overwatch?
Yeah, if I get on, I don't get on voice chat a whole lot anymore, but I've been called little boy, like, shut up, little boy. I get that. And then I try to be friendly, and like, some people just automatically react angrily when you try to be friendly. It's strange.
It's weird. I never get that experience online.
Well, you probably don't get called a 12-year-old boy.
Some people interpret that as like you being, you know, not actually nice, but just sort of...
being sarcastic.
I guess.
Well, that's like that one guy I talked about, the one who was like super, super friendly in every match. And at first I was like, is this some sort of trick? But he's not. He's just genuinely nice.
No, I think that's probably what those other people are feeling.
Yeah. Like,
if this were a girl, she wouldn't be talking to me. So it must be a young boy with some sort of evil. Yeah. No, but for the Alexa thing, they also bring up, you talk about the accent. That's why all those warehouses in India are filled with people listening to Alexa and helping it understand accents. So your children are also going to be listened to by random Indian workers and that.
I would like to see a random Indian worker try to like decipher some of my relatives' accents.
That's definitely going on right now. And he has a low quality of life in his work.
This is the strangest accent I've ever heard.
Engagement challenge, for those of you that are watching in India, what is the Indian equivalent of like the hillbillies from the sticks? Like they're barely technologically literate. It's almost as if like, you know, cooking utensils were deposited by space aliens and they haven't quite figured that out.
Well, they've got the caste system though.
Yeah,
so that's kind of baked into it.
Yeah, it's probably a little different than here where it's like, we came to these mountains and then we just stayed. Yeah. And things stayed the same in the mountains forever.
Yeah, you definitely, because you know, there's that stereotype of barefoot and pregnant for like the hillbilly girls. And I imagine that's literally what happened, because the Boone's Trace was how you had to get through those mountains. So they like started through Boone's Trace and it was like, I'm too pregnant to go on. And Kentucky.
You mean Cumberland Gap?
Krista, you love inspecting the weather online.
I do. I follow our local weatherman,
and who
Chris
you
Bailey.
Have a love-hate relationship with him. You
I do.
Constantly demean him, and yet you don't stop watching his Twitter.
No.
Is the anger because like you plan these elaborate hiking weekends and then you never can go?
I never, yeah, because it always like ends up raining, and he's like, oh, it's not going to rain. Or he's like, oh, it'll be great this weekend, and then it's not. And it's, or he'll like, sometimes it'll be the opposite, where he'll say, oh, it's going to be really nasty out all weekend. So I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll just run errands and clean the house this weekend, and then it's beautiful all day. It's
well,
like
perhaps this change will grant him new abilities.
The long-awaited upgrade to the U.S. weather forecast model is here. Just in time to save Chris Bailey from being de-followed.
I think he's doing just fine.
I don't think so.
The model, like the new predictions actually look pretty good, because they're testing the new model against things that actually happened without telling the model that those things happened. And it did a reasonable job predicting some events that they had in the article.
It is known as the Finite Volume Cubed Sphere Dynamical Core.
Well, that just rolls off the tongue.
Not a good band name.
No.
But it's better. It considers more things. It takes moisture, I think, into the picture more, and the movement of said moisture. It's really good, except surface temperatures. It's not great at. It's getting better. But not great.
It always underestimates the surface temperature. So, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are going to say that that's part of the global warming conspiracy. It's like this new weather model has to, you know, bring, it's like global warming is going to be catastrophic, but the new weather model is going to lie about
that. Just underreport it. Well, I don't know why these crops are wilting, because it's cold out here. Government websites. I never go to government websites.
Never?
What was
the last
time?
Like healthcare.gov or
no, I mean,
like you, when you do your re-registration and stuff for your tags for your
it's
car?
It's different when they put a gun to your head. I guess that's true. A lot of the ones on this list wouldn't fall into that category. So I don't have this problem. Although I guess you wouldn't actually see them on the website. You'd see these in searches, but in any event, you wouldn't expect this from government websites.
A year later, the U.S. government websites are still redirecting to hardcore porn. Now, this is a symptom of the way that U.S. government contracting works here in the U.S. Because, like, the government's like, oh, something's broken. We need to get a bunch of people to bid on this. And then they do. And then as soon as those companies do whatever it is they're supposed to do, they're gone. And a website is a living, breathing entity. It requires care and feeding. No one is doing any kind of care and feeding on these government websites.
So, for example, let's say that you're craving black XXX movies. You'd, of course, go to ddc.wa.gov.
Yeah, this is literally on the Gizmodo website for the YouTube censors that are reviewing this. So, I mean, just check out the gizmodo.com link, please.
Menage a trois with Russian teen babe. Healthfinder.gov. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So they have several examples, you know, and...
Now, Gizmodo said that some of the websites, some of the government websites, they have fixed this, but most of them haven't.
Now, you can see they have these URLs like, you know, redirect equals. So these are just, you know, you don't want your website to be able to just randomly redirect you to another website because of the SEO implications that are used here. But like you say, nobody cares. Nobody's going to do anything about it. So, if you want some free SEO,
easy.
Gray Hat SEO.
They do point out that this is easy to use for phishing as well.
Yeah.
Because people see that .gov and they're like, oh, that's, yeah, we can do that. Sounds good. Sprint and T-Mobile. They want to merge. Other people don't want them to merge. Much like Krista.
What?
Krista's not going to do the if anybody has objection to this union line at her wedding. I think she should. Chat, what do you think?
I mean, it wasn't discussed, but I don't think we'll have almost no wedding I've been to in the last like 5 years has had it.
You should put it in there just in case.
No, it's okay.
What if a time traveling version of you has reason to stop it?
Well, I think wouldn't I just like kill my past self and my fiance and
I don't know what you would do. I'm not your future self, but you should leave that window.
I feel like my future self would be absolutely insane in that scenario. So
yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's insane because humanity is dead because of your marriage. Anyway, Sprint and T-Mobile.
Speaking of mergers,
some people also don't want them to join together.
10 U.S. states, in fact, have sued to stop the T-Mobile Sprint deal, saying that consumers will be hurt. Why would anybody think that consumers wouldn't be hurt?
Yeah.
Amazon wants this to happen so they can get Boost Mobile.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about competition, going from 4 to 3, as I don't think in the history of going from 4 to 3, it's ever been pro-consumer. Maybe I'm missing something there.
Maybe I misunderstand how mergers work, but like, so it's a $26 billion purchase, but if one company buys the other company, then the other company has to become $26 billion more profitable. But the profit of both of these companies is vanishingly small, like the actual realized profit. I mean, the revenue might look really good. So it would probably be better to do like a like-for-like merger where the two companies just cooperate and then... You know, it's like, we're going to try to do this, we're going to do that. And it's not really the same kind of merger.
But you're taking all of their users. So, in essence, you're reduced. Okay, so you have the marketing budget. You cut down, you consolidate the workforce and fire a bunch of people, and all that redundancy goes away. The deals are usually based on stock.
Yeah.
So it's not... You're not exactly paying that money. You're doing, you know, shenanigans on the stock market. So from a business perspective, what you're describing is not true at all. They don't have to make that much more money to make the merger work.
Yeah, that's just how it feels with like the other mergers, like the Time Warner merger and some of the other ISP mergers. It's like, oh, wow, they've really jacked up the prices and there's not anything anybody can do about
it. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Once you do all that, once you have eliminated jobs and reduced the level of service, then you can raise prices. And that's why it's good for consumers.
Tell me more about Wall Street economics, good sir.
We should have put this Comcast with the other Comcast story.
Oops. Oh, no.
What a faux pas.
Well, it's a little different, though. Supreme Court is going to hear this Comcast appeal in a Byron Allen racial bias suit. So Charter also got caught up in this, but the Supreme Court declined to hear Charter's appeal.
Not enough duffel bags.
Now, so far, Byron Allen has been successful with his suits, which suggests that there's more going on here than it would appear on the surface.
Now, he owns a suite of channels that are black-oriented, not just black people on the screen, marketed to black people, but I think the whole
operation
structure is, you know, mostly black, and somehow you can get away with that rather than the opposite. And listen to these exciting names. I mean, when you listen to these names, you're like, wow, what exciting products. They don't sound generic at all. Things like JusticeCentral.tv, Cars.tv, Pets.tv, and Comedy.tv. I don't know. If you're Comcast, how do you pass that up?
Well, AT&T, Verizon, and DirecTV did not pass it up. So he's got something.
So he's saying that there is racism. I don't know what he's basing that on, but on the
he's won a bunch of lawsuits up till now.
I was going to say, I mean, it could go one way or the other. We don't know enough of the context to say whether...
We covered a case, or we covered, I think, this last year, the year before, and some of the evidence, like that article had some of the stuff from the trial that was, like, if that was the same thing, there seemed to be some evidence that there was some back and forth between the executives that seemed like race might be a component. But it's going to the Supreme Court. We'll know more soon.
Now that's, you gotta know better than to put that in writing
yeah.
in 2019. That is, I mean, you should really get rid of those executives if that's the case.
I mean, if the email was like, look at this guy, his content is hilariously bad, I can't imagine that that would be damaging from a race standpoint. But if it was, you know,
something it's bad because he is certain yeah. race, then yes, that's racism.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But we'll know more soon.
At the same time, let's say that you are a Comcast executive, and you are the most racist person who's ever existed.
Right. So you're like doubly terrible. You're
I'm
a
having,
Comcast executive. Which
a hard
one's worse?
I'm imagining this.
Wouldn't you still want to make money by bringing in that demographic?
I would think so, but.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to be a defense that we hear in the courtroom. Like, even.
It's like, oh, yes, Your Honor, I hate them. Can't stand them, but I love money more. Google.
And the judge is like, convincing argument.
Speaking of bias, remember Google and their bias against white conservatives.
The James Damore. Remember the James Damore case?
Well, there was a lot of other people that got on the bandwagon once yeah. Damore broke the seal. Well, you might say that that's ridiculous, and the same way that Comcast should not have to be sued by black people because they don't like their content, Google shouldn't be sued by white conservatives for discriminating, but once again, you'd be wrong.
Google must face a lawsuit alleging a hiring bias against a conservative, a judge has ruled. So James Damore has actually exited this suit, but the suit is proceeding on. This is what was decided here. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think, was this the one where the judge said it's like they have doubts, but the lawsuit can be allowed
well,
to proceed?
Well, his doubt was, can you determine who is a conservative in your hiring practices? Which I say shows a woeful lack of understanding
yes.
on that judge's part about how much Google knows about everybody.
Breathtaking, really.
Yeah. Also, Asian men are included here. Mm-hmm. And I maintain that Asian men are the biggest losers amongst the the race nonsense at Google. Because they have to deal with both discrimination on the one side and discrimination against being hired because they're too good, which is ridiculous.
That is really terrible. I thought you were going somewhere else with that. I was like, no, but yeah, I mean, it's...
You thought
no,
you're just going to be blatantly racist?
If you grow up as an Asian male in, you know, mostly white communities...
And you're doing amazing things.
You're probably going to be discriminated against on some level. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've not experienced it, but probably true. But then you rise above it. You study hard. Because your parents make you because you're Asian. Okay. And then you get to Google and they're like, ah, we got too many of you.
Yeah.
Okay. How infi-
you got a sister?
Isn't that kind of what happened to James Damore? I mean, he was like, no, I feel like these other people, like he felt like these other people were not up to the same level of skill.
Yeah.
And it was not a pure meritocracy.
They were hiring the blue hairs and he didn't like it. Mm. So, speaking of consumer data, which is how Google would know if you are a white conservative and might discriminate against you, how do they get it? Well, it gets sold to them by a lot of different places. And Maine, they want to put a stop to it.
The Maine governor has signed a bill banning internet providers from selling consumer data without consent. So this is kind of a big deal. This is more stringent than both New York and California.
Yeah, this one, the big difference is you must opt in. You must be told up front, hey, can we sell your data? And you can say yes or no. The California version, you can say no, but they don't have to tell you they're doing it or opt you in. You just have to, you, it's up to you to stop them.
So no dark patterns here.
Yeah.
No weird UI.
Do you not want us to not track you?
The telecoms lobbied hard against that one. So props to Maine. They did not accept the duffel bags full of cash.
They thought about it. And they're like, no.
Now, Krista, you've talked about paying off your student loans.
Yes.
What if, let me give you this argument. What if you didn't do that, but instead spent one night on the International Space Station?
That could be a thing. NASA to open International Space Station to tourists. Asterisk, only rich tourists.
$35,000. Now, that does not include travel expenses.
Yeah.
That's just the hotel room.
Into orbit.
those will run you somewhere between $2 and $4 million.
Oh, that's just chump change.
I thought it was more than that.
Was it?
I thought it was like $20 million.
Well, if you're friends, you might be right.
You could probably get a group deal. You know what? Don't take the $20 million. Oh, $60 million per flight. We were both wrong. But listen, don't pay the $60 million. Wait for a Groupon.
But it was three people could go on the flight, so.
So they could split it.
Well, how many rooms do they have in this space station?
Well, you get a bag. You get a sleeping bag.
What if you want to do a space station honeymoon, but you got to take that third wheel to get the $60 million flight? Like, hey guys, want to go look out the window? It's like, we were going to do that together.
I wonder if like one of the 10 million plus sub YouTubers have enough money to do that, because that would be a hell of a YouTube video.
Didn't Simone Yetch, I don't know if that's how her name is pronounced.
She did the space camp thing.
Yeah, it was. I don't think she was actually in space. She was like right on the edge.
Well, that's so just that's the vomit comment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is much different. And you also have to pass the physicals and go through like the centrifuge testing and all that stuff. So,
you save up all your money and then you take that time off work and then it's like, oh no, now I'm not working.
I bet Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos go. Just because it's like, look at this amazing. I mean, what are you?
I don't think as Jeff a rich Bezos superpower cares. Party. I think he would just be annoyed while he was up there. He's like, I'm not making money right now. 8chan. Now it's interesting because we saw another story about 8chan on Friday about the threats to the politician.
Oh yeah.
And then this happened. So 8chan is just getting served with warrants left and right.
8chan's been served with a warrant for alleged, Poway. Is that how you say that?
Poway? I'm not sure.
Synagogue shooters post data on all their users. So the shooter has allegedly posted on 8chan. And so they got a warrant for that, which is fine. But the warrant is also like, we want everybody. We want IP addresses. Anybody that was even remotely connected is like, okay.
If you commented on it. They didn't say if you commented positively or if you just had an opinion on it, you're going to get rolled up in this warrant. So, pro tip, don't answer their questions without a lawyer.
Pro tip, no space on the internet is safe.
Krista, I think you should become a helicopter photographer.
I don't think I'm qualified for that in any capacity.
Well, you just get in a helicopter and take pictures. I mean, why not? There's money in it, but there's also a risk.
Texas can steal your photos without paying for takings, according to the court. So this literally happened. A photographer has these really awesome helicopter photographs.
Let's scroll down, you can see one.
And a university used one of them without permission.
How lazy is the stock photo?
Well, there's actual photos, too, of like the helicopter photography. Yeah.
This is it. So Jim Olive took this photo. He's a helicopter photographer. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then the university, what university was it? Some university in Texas, University of Houston, used it on their webpage, and they clipped out the attribution that he had baked into the picture. They're like, oh, we don't like that part at the bottom. Crop.
So he sued them.
$16,000 for using the picture and $25,000 for removing the copyright, which is pretty common, I think.
Yeah.
If you do that kind of thing. And they said, you know what? We're going to give you $2,500. So he took them to court. But the court ruled, you know what? That's a state entity. They're immune. They don't have
to pay for your stuff.
I hope this gets appealed to the federal level because they'll probably get their ass handed to them.
Sad.
Bad day to be a photographer in Texas.
Especially a helicopter photographer. Deepfakes. We're all excited about them. I can't wait for a world where literally nothing can be believed. Because then it resets the playing field, right?
You have to think for yourself.
I don't know. I think it'll take a while to reset the playing field.
Oh, it's going to be some dark times in the meantime.
Yeah.
Does it reset the playing field in that, you know, we're back to just like Stone Age levels of technology because it's just whatever an individual can reason on their own?
Actually, probably what's going to happen is it's going to tribalize us even more because we will choose a news entity to believe and then we'll rally around them like a sports team, like we do with politics. And bitterly fight all of the other news teams who will have their own tribes.
Well, certainly we will be able to progress as a society and not destroy ourselves. We may be looking at the great filter event right here.
In any event, don't worry, because Congress is on the job.
Congress is going to investigate deepfakes as the Dr. Pelosi video causes a stir. Now, you were saying that you didn't think it was the Pelosi video.
No, because the Pelosi video wasn't a deepfake. That was just slowed down.
Yeah.
I think it was the Zuckerberg video, which is incredible in terms of the video quality. They did another one, too. Who was it?
We were talking.
Key and Peele did the Obama one, which is really good.
Kristen mentioned the Jon Snow one, but there was even another one that was very popular.
Jon Snow apologizing for season 8.
So, yeah, there's only going to be more and more of these. I mean, we're seeing the very, very, this is the early trickle that is the dam breaking.
But how long until, like, the politician, like, you know, actually does something legitimately awful, and they're like, no, that was a deep fake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the tribal instance will be CNN deep fakes Trump, and then the other news organization is like, no, that's a deep fake. And then, like, your believers believe that it is, and their believers believe that it isn't. And no matter what happens, you can spin the story. So there will be no truth.
Dark times.
Yeah. Look forward to that. Maybe buy some freeze-dried meals.
We should make
have
a bunker.
We should have some on the store. CERN. They have the Large Hadron Collider, and they're studying physics. You know what? That might be the filter event, because we don't know what that thing's going to do. But we do know one thing. It's not going to do Windows anymore.
CERN has ditched Microsoft to take back control with open-source software. I like the penguin that's just flying around in the background there.
Another lazy... Yeah. Stock photo.
They're just poorly photoshopped in. It's like, does it look like he's sitting there? I'm not going to put a shadow or anything.
He's not
like,
even sitting on anything. It's just floating.
Flying penguins in the background.
Krista can't see that.
Oh, no, I can see that one. I don't see the second one. The third, rather.
The other one is there, too. So, yeah. So, CERN, Microsoft has decided that CERN is a commercial entity, basically. And so they're charging them commercial rates instead of academic rates. And so CERN is just noping right out of that.
Apparently, it's 10 times more than what they're currently paying. And they have, did it say 2,600 or 26,000 employees?
At least 2,600.
26,000 seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a lot of. So they're doing a per user license for 2,600 people?
Yeah. That seems crazy.
Expensive. So they're saying, nope, we're out. Now, they did mention that they already use Linux for some stuff.
A lot of stuff, as it turns out.
So it's actually not that big a deal, and they're not too worried about it.
You think there's like some nerd in their IT department who's just like, finally!
Doing some amazing video on CERN is on my bucket list, but I don't know when I'm going to get to that. But someday I want to make it to CERN and actually like meet those guys and do something. That'd be amazing.
We know that cars make noise. But we've entered into a new world where some cars don't make very much noise. And that will kill us all.
The dawn of the noisy electric car, the EU laws are requiring audible warning sounds to take effect July 1st. So if you're in a city, especially like inner city, you can't get very fast in your car to begin with. So the worry is that pedestrians are just going to be wandering around because they're used to hearing cars. They're not going to hear EV cars. They're going to get run over.
And this only takes effect under 12 miles an hour. So it really is for those situations where you don't stop for a crosswalk, maybe, and, you know, people are texting, and they could normally hear the cars, but now you have this silent death machine that just clips them, takes them out.
The TV show from the 80s, Knight Rider, they always had, like, this weird sort of quasi-turbine sound whenever the car was driving around to cover the engine sound. That would be cool to load up in there.
We were talking about all the sounds. They're all different, right?
Yeah. Depending on so far we've heard from Jaguar. You can watch these videos. The Jaguar makes like a spaceship kind of sound.
Really a disappointing moment. They could have actually done a Jaguar.
Of course, spaceships don't make sounds. But what we think of as spaceship sounds because of the movies.
What does violating the laws of physics sound like?
BMW just makes vroom vroom noises. Which, you know.
I like the notion as a person saying it. Vroom, I think, vroom.
But see, BMW are famous, notorious, infamous, because when they went from the V8s to the turbo V6s for their more high-performance cars, they faked the noise anyway. The speakers play vroom noises in the cabin, so they already had the technology. And finally, Nissan makes like a turbine like you're talking about, like a jet engine sound. So they did hint that some of these car manufacturers might give you the ability to upload your own suite of sounds.
Woo!
The rule is, though, it has to pitch up and down based on your speed.
One of our coworkers has a backup camera in her car, and it sounds like the motion tracker sound from Alien. It's like, beep. It freaks me out every time I hear it. You could do something like that.
Why would the camera make... Are we talking about the acoustic collision sensors?
Yeah, like it just makes noises.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds like the motion tracker. It's very weird.
Oh, it's an alien. Oh, no, it's just traffic.
No, just traffic.
What if
Xenomorph inbound!
Well, what if there was a Xenomorph and you were about to back into
and
it?
You would never even know.
It doesn't beep in that case. It's like you're in danger.
It glows blue when orcs are close.
India. We have talked about India and their weird society that has both insanely poor people but insane technological advancement.
Have you been to Alabama?
I mean, well,
I don't know about the second part.
But you got to think, the lowest, like, you know, methed out food stamp liver in Alabama is still doing better than the slums of India. Way better.
That's what big media would have you believe.
Yeah.
Should we do a comparative study? Make a series of videos?
Sounds like another YouTube video.
I don't know. I've been watching the Bald and Bankrupt YouTube channel. It's pretty bad. Anyway, this just goes to prove how much difference there is in that income gap, wage gap. What do we call it here? What's the
wage
word?
Gap,
the gap. Anyway. They have this.
India is set to launch a second lunar mission and land rover on the moon. They're going to be the third country to go to the moon. Fourth.
Oh, China did it.
I forgot that we talked about that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So they are looking to put a rover up there and drive around, look at some rocks. It sucks when you're fourth, because what are you going to discover that we don't already know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey guys, look what our rover found. And we're like, yeah, whatever.
We're going to go dig up that thing at the pole. Foreshadowing.
Got any new information, India, you want to talk about? Because we've already talked about this a lot. And the other thing they're going to do is a little bit more ambitious.
India plans to have its own space station. So, yeah, they're going to have their own space station in orbit to observe the Earth and do some research things. And it's only going to be there a week.
They wanted to study...
Such a weird investment.
I think it's Venus and the Sun is what they plan to study with it. Hmm. Yeah, unless I misread this... The space station mission is going to be a 7-day mission.
Maybe the space station stays in orbit, but only has people in it for 7 days?
7 days.
Yeah, I think maybe the first mission is 7 days. I can't imagine they wouldn't reuse it. I mean, that's such an expense.
Would they just be dropping off somebody in a spacesuit? It's like, we'll be back for you in a week. Good luck.
TechCrunch is one of these sites that, it doesn't ad block you. Till you scroll down.
No.
How dare you try to read more than the headline, they say. Well, speaking of India, on some fronts, they are breaking new ground. But on other fronts, perhaps they're regressing.
Draft bill proposes a 10-year prison term for dealing in cryptocurrency.
The stock photo is really nice.
This is this is obviously more than one stock photo.
I think somebody could have taken that little figure clearly a toy.
You think it's a toy?
Yeah, that's absolutely a toy.
I think it's just, well, maybe.
That's for chat.
I don't think that's a toy.
Chat, weigh in. Is this image one actual piece of photography, and is that a toy?
Oh, it's not one piece of... I don't think that's one piece of photography at all.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. I think that's all done in Photoshop. Anyway, not related.
The story is... Now, this is... They list all... they made the language really, really inclusive. Mine, generate, hold, sell, transfer, dispose, issue, or deal in cryptocurrencies. 10 years.
That seems excessive.
Dispose. So let's say you have a wallet, a blockchain wallet. But you're like, ooh, it's illegal now? Okay, not to worry. I don't have any Bitcoin. Then someone sends you half a Bitcoin. And you're like, oh God, I can't even dispose of it. What am I supposed to do? Because you can't refuse a send, right?
Yeah.
Is there a method for...
refusing? No.
I don't think so. Interesting. Huawei. Remember Huawei?
No.
They're not allowed to do business.
We talk about them every week.
Literally not allowed to do business. And a lot of people are like, how will this affect him? Well, we'll find out now.
They're on the naughty list. Huawei is scrapping its laptop launch because of the U.S. naughty list. I'm not going to say blacklist.
It's too late, you did. They just spell it out like in front of a 2-year-old.
More politically correct way of saying it.
So I went, I have a funny story that I'll try to condense into like 30 seconds. While I was in Taiwan, Huawei, there's a lot of Huawei stores. The electronics plaza, usually like there's a ton of people there. The Huawei store is like the Apple store there, and there's usually like 5 or 6 people working. So I usually spend like 2 hours in this plaza. When I got there, there was nobody in the Huawei store, and there were just 6 people that were just standing around the technology looking worried. Oh. And then when I left 2 hours later, those people had not moved at all, and there was nobody in the store. And that was in Taiwan.
So yeah, they certainly now with they talk about inventing their own operating system, but that's just for phones. So when it comes to laptops, people expect Windows laptops. I mean, I guess they could... Linux is not under any U.S. control, right? Yeah. So they could use that.
Also processors.
Right, the Intel processors. I mean, who are you going to get your processor from?
They would have to get it. They would have to get it from like a Chinese company that's licensed the x86 core from somebody else, or ARM or something, which is a mess.
Yeah, well, that's not going to sell.
Yeah.
No one wants that. How do you price that competitively? You can't.
Like I said, a giant store full of worried-looking employees.
Hong Kong. If you don't know about Hong Kong is in China, but it was British for a long time. Then it got its independence, so it's like Chinese, but not really. They have their own rules. They have their own government. And China decided... I think China is... slowly but obviously trying to change that. They're like, no, Hong Kong really is ours, like Taiwan is. Then we're going to take that back. And they made some laws based on that. And
extradition.
The Hong Kong people weren't fans. So it led to this.
Telegram blames China for a cyber attack coinciding with Hong Kong protests. Now, not really technological related, but those protests had like 2 million people involved. And so Telegram, a lot of people were communicating on Telegram, but... this denial of service attack was designed to prevent people from being able to communicate with Telegram in the Hong Kong area.
And they won't use the Hong Kong people are smart, because it was reported that public transport was just empty during that time, because everybody knew if they used those cards, the Chinese immediately knew who they were and that they were at the protest. So they weren't using those, but they weren't making phone calls. But Telegram has that end-to-end encryption. So they were comfortable using Telegram. So China, or somebody, a state actor who may or may not be China, decided a DDoS is in order.
Although the people for Telegram said almost all the IP addresses were Chinese. or assigned to Chinese.
That's just Chinese the, that's just the U.S.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
You know, of
don't
course
think
they
about
would,
that.
Of course, they would steal those IP addresses and use them. Oh, speaking of extradition, wait a minute. Didn't we talk about it? Oh yeah, extradition.
Yeah.
That's why I put these stories together. It's not.
So Kim, smart.
Kim.com. Kim.com is fighting his own extradition. That was what, 2017? 16? 5. 2000. He created the website in 2005.
Mega upload, yeah.
And just now, the wheels of justice are turning toward their end, the final turn.
Well, Kim.com is in a final bid to halt his extradition. If he's extradited, the wheels will continue to grind for a bit more time.
Well, the wheels will begin to grind his flesh because there is no way he wins in the U.S.
Yeah, it's he stands accused of facilitating copyright infringement to the tune of like $500 million. He's never been to the U.S., but these U.S. companies are blaming him for the ease and ubiquity of online file sharing. For me, it reads as if he is to blame for all online file sharing, but... Did he profit from it? Yes. Is he probably a terrible human being? Yeah, but this seems bad for sovereign, you know, governments.
Especially if it's okay for a state university to steal and crop
your images, yeah.
An image, then maybe the man who didn't personally do any piracy, just built a website for sharing files, maybe should be shown some leniency in a day and age when we didn't even have laws pertaining to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
I don't think his chances are good, though.
No.
I think they're poor. And Russia has long had a problem with VPNs because we all know the Great Firewall of China and Russia's filtering. A VPN gets right around it. There's no way to escape. Except... to literally block all VPNs.
Russia says it will soon begin blocking major VPNs. This is because Russia asked a whole bunch of VPNs to block sites in Russia for Russian customers that were on their naughty list. And so that's NordVPN, ExpressVPN, TorGuard, IPVanish, VPN Unlimited, ViperVPN, Kaspersky. They have OpenVPN in here, but I don't... Like, OpenVPN is not a service as far as I'm aware. So how would that even work?
I guess any... little bootleg outlaw VPN that was using OpenVPN as and reselling the service. Also, they mentioned Kaspersky was the only one who actually signed up and registered with the government.
Wow.
So they'll be allowed, but the sites will be filtered within them, that VPN.
Yeah, it's just like, what's to stop you from signing up for your own Linode and setting up OpenVPN that way? There wouldn't really be any way to block that.
But if they find out about it,
right,
you're going to get a visit.
Something about comrades and potatoes and vodka. I don't know.
Polonium.
Russian jokes.
And a wrench. Yeah, polonium.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder, like, private internet access is not on this list. Did they get them earlier? Or that's a big one that seems to, like, why would you leave? Maybe they don't operate in Russia.
I think that a couple of VPNs were just like, nope, we're going to pull out of places that are problematic. And they just...
Yeah.
Just noped out.
These ones didn't, they just simply didn't, like, leave us alone, bro.
Yeah.
And so I don't think there's any way, because they don't have a presence, physical presence in Russia. So nothing bad can happen to them except to be blocked.
Yeah. And you can't ever visit on a tourist visa, I'm sure. I want to go see the Kremlin. No. Into the gulag with you.
That, like I said, that Bald and Bankrupt's YouTube channel, he goes to all those little ex-Soviet towns, and the prices on things are hilarious. I mean, he'll get a meal, like a 7-course meal, $3.
Wow.
And it comes with vodka.
For every course.
Nice.
That's all we got. It's, like I said, a weird week. So we did government today, and then we'll do business tomorrow because we didn't have any robots this week. It was for some week.
It's a robotless week.
I guess because it's June, all the robots are on vacation.
Yeah.
And then Friday will be a long episode where we do security and social and nonsense.
Neat. See ya.
Bye.